In today's learning, Shemayilah leinishat chaim luzim shem and Daniel Rifka bas Meisher Israel bischus for shalom echayim Meisher and Malkin and Brachem bas Sarah Malkin on Pitzim Pegoldina and it's chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're going to start a new simon this week. We're holding by simon Resh Mem Vav, and we gave a little bit of an introduction to it last week. And essentially, what we're going to discuss over here is lending and renting things to a guy over Shabbos, and there'll be two parts to this that it's going to be focused on. One is general Kalim. Kalim will be divided into two parts, those that Malach is done with and those that are not Malach is done with. And then the second part is going to be livestock animals that do work, less applicable in today's day and age, but it's still important Malacha to cover. So let's start with the Mechaber Sif Aleph, and as with many things in this topic, really got to wait on, we're going to break it up and go through it in pieces, but you really got to wait until you get through the whole thing before you start seeing the various different shittas in here. We'll see there's also a little bit of a difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Generally, we follow the Ramah, so let's get started over here. Muta lahashel lahaskir kelev la'eni Yehudi. You're allowed to go ahead and lend and rent your kelim to a guy. But even if he's doing malacha on Shabbos, and over here we're talking about everything exclusive of livestock. So the Mechaber in his first shita goes with a blanket statement. We do not have a mitzvah of shvisas kalim, of our kalim not doing work on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabura on it. This the Mechaber in his first thing over here is following the riff in the Rambam. Usvirulahu, and their shita goes as follows, and we touched upon this in the introduction. The Hadatanya, we learned in a braisa as follows in a Mishnah. Lo yasker kelev la'ein Yehudi be'erev Shabbos revi chamishi muta. It says in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to rent your kelim on erev Shabbos, and on, but if you do it earlier Wednesday or Thursday, it is muta. What's the logic behind this shita? This is going with the idea that Shvisas Kalim is a requirement, and therefore your Kalim working on Shabbos is problematic. But Asyuk Beishamai, they hold that this memra is going according to Beishamai. The Svirulahu Adam Mitzuval Shvisas Kalim. Beishamai holds that Kalim are, you do have a chiyuv of Shvisas Kalim, that your Kalim should be idle on Shabbos. Kamoi al Shvisas Behemte, just like they have the same rule of your animal not doing work on Shabbos. Aval, however, Beis Hillel, Svir Luhu, Shvisas Kalim, ain't other mitzvah of Shvisas Kalim are, you don't have a chiyuv. Umemela, Mutal, Hashal, Haskel, Philip, Erev Shabbos. You're allowed to lend it out or rent it out even on Erev Shabbos because there's no problem with it. Vafilik Kalim, Shaisa, Malacha, even a Kali, for example, a car that you do Malacha. Now, if that's the case, if we say that the shita in that Mishnah is that Shvisas Kalim is usur, right? And therefore you're not allowed to. So why can I do it on why can I do it? Why then can I do it on Wednesday and Thursday? That although according to the shita is that I could rent it out for Shabbos, but I can't get Schar Shabbos of a loyal Shabbos lechud. I can't rent it out just for Shabbos. I can't say that I'm charging you for Shabbos $100 because that's considered Shchar Shabbos. As we will explain shortly, according to the Yeshayim. So that's the first shita in the Mechaber. We'll pause over here in the middle of Mishabur. So again, just to recap, we just said it. First shita Mechaber is that we paskin like Beis Hillel, as we always paskin like Beis Hillel generally. And there's no chiyuv of Shvisas Kalim. So if that's the case, technically I should be able to rent out my keli on Erev Shabbos to the guy. However, since there is a problem of Schar Shabbos, nothing to do with Shvisas Kalim, I can't get paid for something that's just happening on Shabbos. Therefore, don't do it on Friday. You can do it on Thursday. The guy's renting it to you from Thursday through Sunday, right? And therefore, it's okay to do it because the Schar Shabbos is Bahavla, so therefore it's not considered Schar Shabbos. That was the Shita number one. This is the Rambam and the Rift that the Mechaber Paskin in Shita number one. Now, the Yeshaimer, Here's another shita, and the Mishavur will explain whose shita this is. The kelim she'aseh melacha, that when you have a keli that you do melacha, k'goy machareisha, a plow, u'kiyotzeba, let's go in our case, a car, also lahaskalei in Yehudi be'erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to rent it to the guy on also lahaskalei in Yehudi be'erev Shabbos, u'b'yom chamishi mutu lahaskar, u'b'vad. So the first shita held that you can rent it out at any time. Sorry, I wasn't clear the first time I explained it. The first shita held you can rent it out on at any time. But the second shita holds that when that we differentiate between the two kalim. The kalim that you do malacha with it, kalim you don't do malacha. So one is I'm renting out dishes, and the other or a suit. Right, I have a tuxedo store and I'm renting out a tuxedo. It's not a, I can do that even on Erev Shabbos, according to the second shita, and of course according to the first shita. But according to the second shita, I cannot rent out a keli that you do melacha with on Erev Shabbos. Only if I do it bavlar for a month or for a week, meaning that the Shchas Shabbos comes up. But if I want to lend it to him, I can do it even on Erev Shabbos because there's no Sash Shabbos. So let's see the Mishavura on this, and we'll now understand both Shitas. Okay. Well, hold it one second. I lost the place. Vayeshaimer, Gudasa Rabbeinu Yoina. This is the Shita Rabbeinu Yoina. The Hach Braisa Yosem Mishum Shvisa Kezel Kula Masya. The Rabbeinu Yoina learns this whole Braisa totally different. He learns the brisa that when it said that you're not allowed to rent to the goy on Erev Shabbos is going according to Beis Hillel too. That time, what's the reason then that you can't rent on Erev Shabbos? When I give my car to the goy on Erev Shabbos, I give it to him 10 minutes before Shabbos starts. And immediately Shabbos starts, he starts picking up fears in my taxi. Nira Kamaisha Oisa says Rabbeinu Yoina that even Beis Hillel holds that you're allowed to, says you can't do it right before Shabbos, because guess what? People are gonna be choshed you that you hired the guy because you don't want your kelim to sit idle, and therefore you hired the guy to do it on Shabbos. The Amir Elein Yehuda, it's like I told the guy, do me a favor, take my taxi and operate it on Shabbos. So let me just, because I was unclear, let me break this down again. Okay, we have the first shita, the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam hold that there is no issa of Shvisas Kalim. It doesn't make a difference what kind of keli at all. The only problem is getting Schar Shabbos. I can't rent something out just for Shabbos and get paid for Shabbos. Therefore, says the Rif, I can rent it out before Shabbos, but I should make sure to any Schar that I'm getting, right? I should get the Schar Shabbos behavla. Okay, long comes the Rabbeinu Yoina and says this is a different problem. I can't rent it out right before Shabbos because it appears like I told the guy to work for me on Shabbos. The Marasayan question, and therefore I cannot rent it out on Erev Shabbos. That's really the summary of the two shitas. But there we're going to see that I can give my hides to the guy to work on right before Shabbos. So since the guy is doing it on his own will, Shani Hasam, I don't have any benefit from the guy doing it on Shabbos. If I tell the guy not to work on Shabbos, he's gonna pay me less rent. Like you go rent a car in Eretz Yisrael, you tell them you don't drive it on Shabbos, they charge you less. Okay, so he says you can't compare the two cases. Okay, this is a little bit, it's not so negative thing, so we're going through quickly. But essentially, when I go ahead and I give the guy my hides to work out, I'm paying him a fixed price. So the reason, and he doesn't have to do it on Shabbos. So even if I give it to him right before Shabbos and people see he does it on Shabbos, nobody's going to say that I gave it to him in order to do it on Shabbos. He decided, then when you say the guy decided to do it on Shabbos, because they know there's no difference to me if he does it on Shabbos, if he does it on Matzah Shabbos, if he does it on Sunday. If I rent him my car, right? So then there's a double problem. Number one, that if I rented him the car, they're going to say, oh, you rented him just for Shabbos, so this chash Shabbos. Why? What's the difference than Iris? Because if he doesn't, if I tell him he can't drive it on Shabbos, he's going to pay me less rental. Number one. Number two, if I rented him right before Shabbos, people are going to say, I hired him for Shabbos to work on Shabbos. I don't want my taxi to sit idle. So I rented him right before Shabbos. Since there's a profit to the Jew by the fact that it's being done on Shabbos, it appears like I asked them to do it. If I give it to him on Wednesday or Thursday, people are not going to automatically assume I told them to work on Shabbos. The Mechaber said that if it's he differentiates between a keli that you do work with it and a keli that you don't do have a malacha with it. Kegoin, so he gives other examples. Going rechayim, chol kli umnas, any other type of keli that's used for work. I'm a prima godim. Do I did kelim shenoyse matzah malacha? Doesn't have to be just a keli that the keli does the malacha. Kegoin giga shecha naisabai, the still that the beer is made in it, like kedera shem avashlam bai or pap. Okay, Gavin, anything that is used specifically for a malacha that is asa. Kevin shall kopanim and Yehuda oisem a malacha. Mechzi kishlucha sheisra looks like it's a shlich of the yid. Loibar rav ben yoni lamuta ela kishamatsu like cholik. I'm a shirt, a talis, a jacket. Kai Gavna is a cliche. Ain't no oimid lastless malacha that is not doing any malacha. The mutal haskel I fill a bear Shabbos that you'll have to rent him even in on Erev Shabbos. Bavlo, avalita ischar Shabbos l'chud, to take the ischar Shabbos alone, a Philip Eklisha, ain't I some alacha, oi, shamaskal echei, the lodabai, or a room to live in, also a kulam, a commission, by a common simon, shin vav, sivdal, you can never get ischar just for Shabbos itself, that always has to be done by law. So we're addressing three separate issues over here. Issue of actual Schar Shabbos is usher in all cases. I can't rent something out just for Shabbos. We discussed it last week, right? The mile of hotel rooms, it usually includes part of the day that's not Shabbos, so it's Bavlo. You can never rent something out just for Shabbos and get Schar Shabbos. I'm renting something out that includes a Shabbos, it has to be Bavlo. Problem number two, if it's a keli that you do malacha, you need to do it earlier, not only to solve the Bavlo problem, but also to solve the problem of people saying, you rented to him or hired him to work on Shabbos because you benefit as the owner of it. You benefit by the fact that the guy can use it on Shabbos. So those are the two things that you need to address. The actual Shrisas Kalim, we paskin like Beis Hillel, so we don't have that issue. Ula Hashel, to lend it. Why is that okay, right? Okay, but Shiesh Rebbe Yisrael Malachas Yehudi, Chain Rebbe Yisrael Malachas Yehudi, Yid is not benefiting. And nobody's going to say. So to me, I found this fascinating. This is typical classic of a good Jew. We are in everyone's business, right? They see the guy walking, leaving my house with my car. They're all going to know if I rented it to him or I lent it to him, right? So that's basically what I'm saying is nobody's announcing, but it seems that everybody knew if it was rented or borrowed. So if it's borrowed, nobody's going to be chayshah that I told him to do it on Shabbos, because why would I tell him to do it on Shabbos? I'm doing him a favor. I don't benefit anything from him doing on Shabbos. So lending it is okay. I can even lend it to him just for Shabbos. Everybody's going to know I lent it to him. I can even lend him my car. Nobody's going to say, I'm sorry, this is already in the Ramah. So let's get to the Ramah over here. Finish up this sieve. Says Ramah, we pass on like this last one. You can lend it on every Shabbos. So Ramah says that even if I'm lending it in a way that I tell the guy, listen, I'm going to lend you my car, but when I need your car, you better lend me your car. It's still considered lending. That's not considered renting. Says the Ramah. So the Ramah is really agreeing with the Mechaber that we follow the Yeshayimer, that if we're doing something on Erev Shabbos, we got to figure out how to make sure that A, it's Bavla, and B, there's no Marasayan that someone's going to say, I rented to him and asked them to work on Shabbos. But Halva, lending it, is Mutta. Ramah is adding on that even if I'm going to sort of say to the guy, I'm lending it to you now, but when I need something from you, you're going to lend it back to me, it's also not a problem. Heinu, says the Mishabura, Afo Bishayna Mashila Chinam, even though it's not like a free loan, I'm sort of getting a payment that you're going to go ahead and lend it back to me. Since it's not really done in a way of schiris, Shari, and Bialacha says even more than that, But I'm lending it to him, and I say to him, listen, I'm going to need to borrow your truck next week, but I might actually need it for 2 days. So you're actually getting more back than you're giving the guy. It's still, since it's done as a loan and they're lending it back to you, it's not considered a halva, and it's considered lending. It's not considered renting, and therefore it is okay. Okay, we'll continue with this. Amir Hashem tomorrow.